Okay, so thanks very much to Attach for inviting me, or let's say prodding me, to give this talk while I'm here today. So I just want to take a minute at the beginning to introduce the people who really did this work. So the group right now has 4 postdocs and 7 students. The people who are listed in blue are primarily associated with the stuff that I'm going to talk about today. Andrew Doherty is a postdoc in a group who mostly does theoretical work, and he's kind of a unique person in that he has quite a bit of familiarity both with quantum optical theory and also control theory. So he plays a pivotal role in the things that I'll tell you about today. The experimental work is primarily done by Mike Armin and John Au, with a lot of help from John Stockton on various aspects. And I'm not sure if I'll get to it, but there's some magnetic trapping stuff that Ben Lev does, and I may be able to tell you a little bit about that. So by way of an outline, there are two main parts to the talk. I want to spend a substantial fraction of the time really talking about background motivation, because it's kind of, I spend a lot of time at least trying to understand how the kinds of things that we do in the lab and the kinds of things that I'm really interested in are connected to quantum information. And let's also say, I'm very interested in trying to understand what is the bigger scientific picture that quantum information ought to fit into. So I'd like to spend 10 or 15 minutes giving you my version of that. And this largely has to do with topics that I think are dear to the hearts of many people in the room, namely truly trying to understand what's going on in the transition between quantum behavior and classical behavior. After that, I'll try to connect that big picture to the actual experiments that we're pursuing in the lab. And this will have to do with talking about why I think that in the context of studying quantum information, quantum measurement, quantum classical transition, one ought to really focus on really looking at experiments that perform real-time quantum measurement, and maybe why feedback is an important experimental method in terms of trying to get at some of the interesting science.